Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Baaloscha, Tavshin Ayin Ches. A learning should be in Tzchus for Fur Shema for Baruch Tzei Berivka Batya, B'so Shor Chol Yisrael. Our first idea comes to us from the Rebbe Rayatz, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe. The seventh Lubavitch Rebbe, we know, put together the Hayom Yom. So he quotes about on Pesach Sheni, right? We know Parshas Baaloscha in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it talks all about Pesach Sheni. There are Jews who are Tamei, and they come to Moshe, they want a second opportunity. Says the Rebbe Rayatz, what's the deeper message of Pesach Sheni, the Doros? What is the Pesach Sheni message for all Klai Yisrael, for all generations? Says the Rav Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, the message of Pesach Sheni is that it's never too late. One can always correct and make amends, even one who was impure or one who was distant on a path. Indeed, even if he brought himself to such a state willingly, he can nevertheless correct it. As we said last week from Yevcheskel of Kushmir, When a Jew feels like the Bnei Gershon, says the pasuk, Bnei Gershon, when you feel like you're being pushed away, Gam Heim LeBeisavosam. Even when a Jew did something wrong, Gam Heim LeBeisavosam, a Jew could always return to the Boshem. And says the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Rebbe Riatz, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, that is the idea, Pesach Sheni, that for everyone, no matter what, how far a Jew goes, Ein Yesh B'Om Klal, says Rabbi Nachman, a Jew could always return, never give up hope. As the Kutzker Rebbe like to say, Yeish is shalom midas, right? The famous machlokus between Abaye and Rava. If Yeish is from that, Yeish comes from das or not? You have to have das. You have to have Yeish. Says the Kotzker, Yeish is shalom midas. It's not in part of our repertoire. It's not part of our knowledge. A Jew can never give up on himself. A beautiful idea from the Rebbe Rayatz, and that's the Pesach Sheni. The second idea comes to us in the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Rabbi says, Api Hashem Yachinov Api Hashem Yisu. We should go according to Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. While we encamp and while we travel, says the Chavetz Chaim, what is the deeper message here? What's going on? Says the Chavetz Chaim, a very, very interesting, and I think a very psychological type of thing. He says, you know, it's very easy to serve the Ribono Shel Olam when you're in your regular home, when you're in your regular, you got your regular procedure, your regular chavrusa, right? Things are a little easy, right? You're just in your rote, you're just going with the flow. He says, you know when it's hard, says the Chavetz Chaim, to things when things aren't regular, when your summer's coming up, or vacation, or the weekend, and you're not in your regular type of your schedule, says the Torah is telling us, specifically maybe right before the summer, we could add, the same way you're careful with Torah, and Shabbos, and Kashas, and Nida, Shmir Seinayim, Torah, Tefillah Chesed, when you're at home, make sure that you're also, wherever you go throughout the world, even if you're not in your normal place, you make sure that you're still with the Ribono Shel Olam, everything and everywhere we go. We've quoted in the past, the Shlach Kaddish famously says on this as well, that what does it mean, Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, that every little thing you do, no matter what, everything is with Al Pi Hashem. You have a Kaddish Baruch Hu on your lips. If someone asks you, how are you doing? You say, Baruch Hashem, Yirtz Hashem. As the Pasuk says, in Mishlei, Perek Yites, Pasuk Chavaf, the Shlach says, the Mishlei says, V'atzis Hashem Hisaku. The Eitz of Hashem will be, the advice of Hashem will add that all less. Meaning a Jew always has a Kodesh Baruch Hu on their tongue. So at the end of the day, the Chavetz Chaim says, no matter where you go, whether you're at home, when everything's going well and you're regular for your, specifically the Torah is trying to give us a message about to be careful when you're traveling, to make sure you keep up the Yishkeit, number one. And the Shlach says at the end of the day, to make sure the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always on your lips. And the big things, the little things, you always have the Ribono Shel Olam on your lips. The third idea comes to us from the Bnei Yisachar. Beautiful, beautiful idea. The Pasuk says, Al Hashem Diber Tov Al Yisrael. Excuse me, Ki Hashem Diber Tov Al Yisrael. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, Moshe is having this, the whole conversation with Yisrael. And at the end of the day, he says, go with us and we shall treat you well, for Kodesh Baruch Hu has spoken good for Klai Yisrael. Ki Hashem Diber Tov Al Yisrael. Says Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Agar Dekala. There are two places in the entire Torah, entire Tanakh, where the Lashon of Ki Hashem Diber Tov Al Yisrael is said. He said the first one, you know, it's here. Diber Tov Al Yisrael is Dafka over here by Moshe's conversation with Yisrael. When's the second one? Diber Tov is by Megillas Esther, right? Mordechai famously said by Mordechai Zayin Tes Diber Tov Al Melech, right? That Mordechai says something good about the king. We know it's not only referring to Achashverosh, but it's referring obviously to Melech versus the Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Bnei Yisachar, such a beautiful idea. Incredible idea from the Bnei Yisachar. He says, well, you want to know why with Afka these two places? Because to hint to you that anyone who says good things about Klal Yisrael, it's like you're saying good things about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol mi shemedaber tov al Yisrael, ki ilu medaber tov al melech malachem malachem. Right? You say good things about Jews, it's like saying good things about the Ribono Shel Olam, right? And I think it's very pashut. When you say good things about about the children, obviously you're saying at the end of the day, you have good midos, you must have a good father, right? You look for the good within every Jew, then you're saying that the source comes is very, very true, right? The Chiddush Rambam famously says, we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Mogin Avram, Kosh Baruch Hu is the Shilder Avram. At the end of the day, there's a place of Pintel Yib within every Jew called Mogin Avram. At the end of the day, every Jew represents his father. Every Jew represents the forefathers. Every Jew represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says that Bnei Yitzchak, when we look for the good in Jews, Jews maybe come late to davening. Jews might even come too late to davening at all. Jews might even wear a kippah. When you look for, always look for the good, for the good, for the good, then it's always looking for the Kodesh, that's looking for the good in Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. And we know famously Gemara says, the way we look at other people is the way Hashem views us. Right? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if we look for the good in other people, Hashem will look for the good in us as well. Moving on to just a few psukim later, in the same conversation between Moshe and Yisro, right? Yisro saying that he wants to go back home, and Moshe is really, really persuading him to really stay. And Moshe says, "I am my love, right? Yisro says, I'm going to go back to my land. Don't leave us. Stay with us. And should be the eyes for Klal Yisro." Says the Kli Yakar. What does this mean? You should be the eyes for Klal Yisro. What's the deeper idea? He says that the Kli Yakar says such a beautiful idea. He says that the Jewish people were going to see that Yisro had it all. He was the king. He was the prince. He had everything in Midian. And he gave it up because he heard what happened. He heard what happened, right? Rashi famously says in Parshas Yisro, by Mechasam HaMalek, Kriyas Yamsuf, he gave up everything for the Rabbonu Shalom. Kavachomer, a Jew is going to see how special what it means to be a Jew. Says the Lashon of Kli Yakar, you gave up your homeland and all your riches and all your wealth and everything to join the Jewish people. How much more so the Jewish people are going to do that? This is why he says, the mamash, you had the tzarchi tzibar on the back of your back. That every time a Jew does something good, it's going to be because of you, because they're going to see that Yisrael gave up everything for their bonus shalom. They're going to say, hey, if Yisrael could do it, give up all the wealth and all the fame and all the honor, how much more, what a schus it is to be a Jew. I think the message is that sometimes when we serve the Rabbonu Shel, we have to make sure that we're affecting the people around us. People watch us the way we daven. People watch the way we act with each other. People watch the way we learn Torah. It has a tremendous effect. Moshe was telling Yisro, it's not only about your actions. Your actions are contagious to the Jewish people. And Klal Yisrael, you're a living Kiddush Hashem. And finally, the fifth and final idea is from the Rabbi Chizkiah of Kashmir, quoted actually in the Sefer Yisra Bracha. From Rav Yisrael Yedidya of Eliyahu Zimmer Mudgets. So right, so we know famously that Miriam and Aaron talk Lashon Hara about Moshe. So famously, Yechadosh Baruch Hu comes to Miriam and Aaron and says, "Yomer Shimonah Dvarai, Im Yeni V'yachem Hashem Amarei Lo, V'svada V'cholam Adavar Bo." Listen to my words, says Yechadosh Baruch Hu. There are prophets among you, in a vision I make myself to you. But says Yechadosh Baruch Hu, but Moshe Lokin of the Moshe Pel Pel Adavar Bo. Speak to him face to face. Mouth to mouth, excuse me. Says the Chesed Kushmi, you want to know Bamara? What are the deep words? Bamara Elav Esvada. In a vision shall I make myself. Says the Chesed of Kushmi, the founder of the Majlis Chassidus, says that at the end of the day, what's Bamara? Bamara doesn't mean only vision. Bamara could also mean a mirror. He says that sometimes it looks like things are really bad. We actually grow from our hard times and our struggles. He says, for example, a person has a window. And a window you could see clearly through. Everything's going well. But what happened? A craftsman comes and he puts a lining with silver in it. And what happens? It looks as if he's ruining the window. But what happens when he's done? You realize that he's making a mirror. That just as a mirror looks like it's breaking your vision to see the outside. It looks like it's bad. At the end of the day, it's really coming to help you see better. Helping you see better in your life. So too says the Chassid Kushman, when a Jew has struggles, a Jew has hardships, it's if he is to view it not as just like little things, it's to view it as mamash, Chodesh Baruch Hu is helping him see better. It's the window, it's the craftsman putting the silver lining around, helping the mirror, helping the person look internally. Why are these things happening to me? How can I grow from them? Not giving up yeish, but how can I grow from all the things? And at the end of the day, that says of Chodesh Baruch Hu, that's what Bamara Elav Esvada means. In a mirror Elav Esvada, you can make, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I can make myself known. Not only in the good times specifically, but also in the dafka, in the hard times, when things look hard, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you can learn from them as well. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea, Lubavitch Rebbe says, what's the message of Pesach Sheni Lidoros? What's the idea of a Pesach Sheni for all generations? That Jew can never give up, no matter how far off a Jew is. Ein yesh ba'olam klal, in the words of Rabbi Nachman, a Jew could always, it's never too late, says the Rebbe Rayatz, a Jew could always come back. The second idea, the Chavetz Chaim says, al pi Hashem Yachem, al pi Hashem Yisu, that according to Kodesh Baruch Hu's mouth, while we camp and we travel, So it's always very, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's very easy to serve the Ribono Shel Olam when you're living at home, but when you're traveling, when those when the tests come, you're going to go to the mikvah, you're going to daven, you're going to put on tefillin, you're going to say, you're going to be careful with Kriyat Shema, you're going to be careful with Kashrus, careful with Shmiras Einayim. Specifically, Chafetz Chaim says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that you have to be careful, just the way you're careful at home, be careful when you're on the road as well. And I think, just to me, for me and for myself to add, also when you're going now into the summer where people are traveling, obviously very important to be able to have this message in mind as well. The Shalach Kodesh says, wherever you go, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisur, to have a Kodesh Baruch on your lips. The third idea comes to us from the B'nai Yisachar, right? The passage says, Diber, Ki Hashem, Diber Tov Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, said good things about Klal Yisrael. Says B'nai Yisachar, there's only two places in the whole entire Tanakh, Diber Tov is mentioned, Diber Tov here, and also Diber Tov Al-Malach by Mordechai, about Mordechai and Achashverosh, but we know Hamelch refers to Dafka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says that the B'nai Sosko, when you look for the good within Jews, and you say good things about Klal Yisrael, you're saying good things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say good things about the children, and you're saying good things about the source. If you look, you're finding the Muggin of Rome, you're finding the shield, you're finding the Pintalir within every Jew. The fourth idea, the Kliyakar says, what's this idea that Yisrael, Moshe is telling you're going to be the Einayim for Klal Yisrael, that the Kliyakar says such a beautiful Yisod, he says that Yisrael, don't think you're just your avodah is just for yourself. When the Jewish people see that you left everything, it's going to have a tremendous contagious effect for all of Klal Yisrael. You give up kavachomer, every Jew is going to want to come closer to their bonship because you left everything. They said, if you left everything, and you left all your fame and wealth and riches and everything, Hamash Marsha, what a schus it is to be a yid. How proud it is that I want to be a Jew. That's what it means to be a naim. You're going to be the eyes for the Jewish people. And the fifth and final idea comes out of the Chesed of Kushmir. Amari loves vada. Amari is a lotion of vision, but a lotion of also of a mirror. The marshal, when a person has a window and then the craftsman puts a little silver in it, it looks like it's bad. It looks like you can't see anymore. But what happens at the end? It's actually not only bad, it's actually helping you see better. It's helping you see internally. So that's how we have to look at our hardships as well. It might look like it's a window going bad, but really the window is turning to a mirror. It's turning to a mirror for a person to be able to learn from those hardships, learn from those challenges. Kodesh Baruch Hu is screaming to us, be able to want to be better. Hashem should bless us to be able to grow in these messages. The message of never giving up, the message of traveling their bonus home, no matter where we go, we always have Kodesh Baruch Hu on our minds and on our lips. To be able to make sure we always look for the good within every Jew, and that's ultimately saying good things about Klal Yisrael, about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Be able to make sure that, to realize that our actions really have a domino effect on everything, everyone around us, and to really understand that every little thing that happens to us, specifically the hard things, they're not just hard things, but they're helping, they're mirrors, they're helping us see better, help us grow closer to the Ribono Shel Olam.